Hollywood has been churning out superhero origin stories for decades, but a new film flips the genre on its head, telling the origin story of a supervillain. Joker stars Joaquin Phoenix as the man who would become Batman's greatest foe. It's a controversial movie for the way it seems to embrace the villain's violent ways. NPR critic Glenn Weldon is something of a Batman expert. He wrote a cultural history of him a few years back, and he has this review.
In the comics and cartoons and on film, as played by Jack Nicholson and Heath Ledger, the Joker is an agent of chaos, a gleefully violent sadist whose motivations remain mysterious, unknowable. Director Todd Phillips' new film seeks to strip away all mystery from the character and make his motivations very knowable. And in that much, at least, he succeeds. Meet Arthur Fleck.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face. She told me I had a purpose. To bring laughter and joy to the world.
He's a down-on-his-luck clown for hire, only he's having a little trouble getting hired. Arthur has a condition that causes him to burst into laughter at random intervals. It tends to creep people out.
It's something funny.
Arthur gets beat up a lot in this movie, once by a bunch of Wall Street bros on the subway who taunt him by singing "Send in the Clowns." It's really the only time in this otherwise grounded film that we're asked to suspend our disbelief at all, because seriously, we're supposed to believe that a straight finance bro would be off book on the second and third verses of a Sondheim number? Come on. At least Arthur has a social worker to talk to, except...
I have some bad news for you.
The city's cut the funding.
This is the last time we'll be meeting.
He doesn't take it well.
You don't listen to you. You just ask the same questions every week. How's your job? Are you having any negative thoughts? All I have are negative thoughts.
You see what director Phillips and his co-screenwriter Scott Silver are up to. You couldn't miss it if you tried. They want us to see Arthur as a victim, pushed into becoming a monster by his mental illness and by a broken government. Now, some might find that irresponsible. What it certainly is uninteresting. Sure, Joker is tense, grimy, and claustrophobic, and Phoenix's performance is already getting Oscar buzz.
People are starting to notice.
But the film so desperately strives to reject comic book trappings, so wants to be seen as edgy, provocative, adult, that it simply apes the tone, style, and content of other, better, more edgy, more provocative films like Taxi Driver and The King of Comedy and Fight Club. But those films had a point of view. They had something to say. They implicated us in their on-screen violence, in the bad choices their characters made. Joker sees Arthur's transformation into a mass murderer as inevitable. It's not a choice. It's something the world does to him.
Is it just me? Or is it getting crazier out there?
It devotes so much energy to not being about a comic book villain that it neglects being about much of anything, really. I'm Glenn Weldon.